That's beautiful.
You know, ever since I was a little girl, I dreamed of a dress just like this. Now I have the dress and the boobs to go with it.
But why are you wearing it in the middle of the airport?
Well, it was just delivered from New York, and I couldn't wait to try it on.
Oh, whatever you do, don't let Joe see you. And, you know, it's bad luck if the groom sees the bride in her wedding dress before the ceremony.
I know. That's why I waited till Joe was off on his flight.
Oh, no. That flight got in early. He's on his way in.
No. If he sees me, I can't wear this dress.
Hi, Faye. Did I get any phone calls?
Yes. Your barber called. He wants you to confirm your appointment for tomorrow.
My barber? That's sort of weird. I just got a haircut last week.
Oh, well, he just realized that he forgot to even out your sideburns. And besides, you're getting a little ragged around the ears.
All right, well, I'll call him in a little while. I'm going to grab a cup of coffee.
No.
Just a second, Helen. Okay, now. Wow, Helen, you're getting that pretty dress all dirty.
No,
come on up.
No.
Helen, you look beautiful. That dress is perfect.
Oh, nice going. Don't you know it's bad luck to see the bride in her wedding dress? Oops.
Good news.
Oh, you found a new dress? Oh, honey. Okay. All right. Okay. Look, I'm sorry. What's your good news?
Well, it turns out that the reverend that I really want to marry us is available.
Oh, that's terrific.
And so he's going to come here to meet with us and talk about the ceremony. He can help us come up with something really unique.
How unique?
Well, I was thinking maybe a Hindu love chant.
Forget it. No. No, I don't want any of that weird woo-woo stuff at our wedding.
It's not woo-woo stuff. Oh, maybe it's a little woo-woo. Oh, Joe, I want woo-woo.
Hey, guess who just got asked to be a guest on the Mary Pat Lee Show? You're kidding.
Really? Huh?
No, that's right.
They're doing a segment on men who are smart, sexy, and single. They wanted you?
Actually, they were asking about you, but I told them that you were engaged.
Really?
No, but I just love that pathetic, hopeful look in your eyes.
Like, I really want to be on a stupid show. I mean, only women in curlers and house coats watch the Mary Pat Lee Show.
Mary Pat Lee? I love that show. I mean, I only watch it because it comes on after my stories.
I cannot believe that you get to be on that show.
Right.
You're going to be on Mary Pat Lee?
Yes, I am. They said that I can invite all my friends to sit in the studio audience, so you guys are all invited. I'm not going to miss this.
I'll come.
Yeah, it'll be next Thursday.
Oh, no. Thursday's the day we have to meet with the Reverend.
Well, I'd blow him off. I want to see Brian on TV.
Joe, you don't blow off a man of the cloth. Besides, Thursday's the only day he's available. Oh, what's the big deal? It's just a talk show.
Just a talk show? Obviously, you didn't see the one where Mary Pat Lee broke down on the air and confessed that she'd once been addicted to nose spray. She helped so many of us that day.
Faye, Reverend Powell call.
Oh, I don't know. I've been swamped.
I'm really sorry, but I cannot let you go to see Brian's show. I need someone here to take reservations.
Well, and it's a good thing I stayed. Please, everybody, get in line. I can only handle one of you at a time.
Helen, look, this reverend is already over 3 minutes late. Obviously, he's not going to show. So I'm just going to get going so I have time to get to Boston and see Brian's show.
Look, there he is. Now, Joe, this is our wedding. Now, we're not just going to race through it just because you want to go to Brian's show.
Okay, fine. Come on, let's get this over with. Reverend Powell. Hi, I'm Joe. She's Helen.
Hello.
Well, enough small talk. Let's get this show on the road.
Reverend, we are so pleased you took the time to come here and talk with us today.
So, you're getting married. Tell me, why?
Well, I love her, she loves me, and there's not really much more to it.
Love is a good place to start. But marriage takes work. And patience.
Patience, got it. Anything else?
Joe, sweetheart, slow down. We have no place to go.
I understand, Helen. I'm reminded of a story about a shepherd. The shepherd was resting with his flock by the side of the
road, river, silvery moon.
No, meadow.
Can I get you something to drink? A double espresso? Something?
Thank you, no. I've had 3 cups today. I'm pretty hyper.
I can't believe we're here where the magic happens. Oh, look, look. Right there is where Mary Pat broke down and confessed she once did a porn video. And over there is where she broke down and confessed that she had an eating disorder. And right here is where she just broke down and confessed that she paid for her tummy tuck out of the show's petty cash. She's human, like the rest of us.
Damn. What's wrong? You know what? Before I left the house this morning, I think I might have left my iron on.
So what's the worst that can happen? Your house burns down, you lose everything. What's the big deal?
Yeah, you're right. Let's enjoy the show.
Oh, look, look, there's Brian.
Hey,
there's Brian. Hey, look, there's Mary Pat.
You must be Brian Hackett.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Mary Pat Lee. Thanks for being here.
Hey, I'm very flattered that you asked.
Now, what we're going to do is we'll start with you. We'll take some questions from the audience, and then we'll bring out some of the other guys.
Okay.
You're not nervous, are you?
Me? No. In fact, I've been on TV before. Once when I was 2.5 years old, I was on the Uncle Hippity Hop show. I was the one who accidentally went to the bathroom in the carrot patch.
You're great. No, we're going to have fun.
Okay.
You've dated them and hated them. Girls, they make us promises and then they make a run for it. Today's show, men who can't commit. What the hell is their problem?
Huh?
Who are these commitment-phobic creeps who crawl into your heart and crack it wide open? Let me introduce our first guest, Brian Hackett.
Wait. There must be some mistake. I'm smart, sexy, and single.
How many times have we fallen for that line, girl?
Too many.
You tricked me. I shouldn't be on this program. I've never had a problem with commitment of any kind.
Oh, really? Well, that's not what your ex-girlfriend tells us.
How would you know that?
Because she's right here.
Alex.
Hi, Brian.
I know it hurts. You just tell your story.
Well, this is kind of hard. When I first met Brian, I wasn't very interested. But he was so persistent and so charming that he finally won me over.
Oh, do I know that scene. In fact, I have a confession to make. My last boyfriend pursued me for months, and when I finally gave myself to him, he dumped me for my sister. I was devastated. So you were saying?
We started dating. Then he wanted to move in together. I was a little nervous, but he talked me into it. Then the next thing I knew, he freaked and wanted out.
So what he did was seduce you, use you, and lose you.
Excuse me, I have something to say.
Yes?
Are we ever going to get the smart, sexy, and single, or has that boat sailed?
This is pathetic. I cannot stand seeing Hackett torn apart like that. If I was up there, she wouldn't be getting away with this. She'd be the one twisting in the wind.
Mary Pat, we have a comment over here.
Shh. All right. I just wanted to say that all you chicks are...
Chicks! What tar pit did you crawl out of?
Well, I...
For your information, Org, I am not a chick. I am a woman who demands to be treated with respect.
Well, actually, what I wanted to say is I...
What you wanted to say is you want to see us all barefoot and pregnant. Well, screw that. Now sit down and shut up.
Yes, ma'am. Hold it.
I've got something to say. I'm Lil Mather. I think I left my iron on. Anybody's anywhere near 213 Church Lane in Nantucket, could you check it for me? Keys under the mat. Thank you.
Brian, talk to us. What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I can't believe she did this. I think that this is really low.
Oh, really? One minute you're telling me that you love me. The next minute you're telling me you need your space and you want to date other people. How's that for low?
Sounds like it's going great.
Oh, it is. This is one of the best shows ever. What are you doing here? I thought you were meeting with that minister.
You mean Reverend Valium? I ditched him during one of his pauses. Oh, my God. Is that Alex?
Sir, did you have something to say?
I'm Brian's brother, Joe.
Joe, what do you think of your brother's relationships with women?
Well, hey, what can I say? He's a Hackett, and he's a heartbreaker. As a matter of fact, if you're bringing out old girlfriends, you should have booked a stadium. Joe.
Well, I think it runs in the family.
It sure does, baby.
Let's get back to Brian, a heartless heel who, when it comes to women, hunts them, hurts them, and humiliates them.
Go on, girl.
Don't you people ever break for commercials?
Brian, I saw the show.
Oh, God.
No, you were wonderful. By the way, dear, I have some messages for you. You've got 3 death threats, 10 calls from women who think they can change you, and an attaboy from Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, Hackett, don't sweat. It could have been worse, huh? At least I put that nutcracker in her place.
Listen, Roy, I hate to point this out because you're the only one who defended me, but she did make you cry.
Well, at least it took the heat off you for a while. She was mean.
Excuse me 1 minute.
My iron.
Faye, did you see me?
Oh, yes, Antonio, you were hard to miss.
Hey, Brian.
No. What did I tell you about the circle of safety? No closer than 10 feet at all times. You come any closer, I'll cut you, man.
Come on, but it was all in the fun. What did I really do that was so bad?
I think it was when you stood up and yelled, "Come on, girls, let's get it."
Well, if it isn't Lambert.
Roy.
What are you doing back on the island? Oh, no, wait. Let me guess. You've been hanging out with those low-rent guys, and now you're finally ready to check into the Hotel Roy.
Oh, yeah, the Hotel Roy. That's the big hotel where the elevator's too small and it never goes up.
Well, I... She's mean.
Hi, Faye.
Oh, Alex, good to see you. What have you been doing with yourself all this time?
Well, when I left here, I traveled Europe for a while. And then when I got back, I was the personal pilot for a corporate CEO. And now I'm flying the medevac for Boston General. What have you been up to?
I got a bird.
So is Brian here?
Yeah, he's in the office.
Thanks.
If you're a woman, I have nothing but respect and admiration for you.
I take that back.
Can we talk?
What, no camera crew?
Brian, I just came to apologize.
Look, you didn't have to come all the way for that. Doesn't Hallmark make a card that says, sorry, I castrated you on TV?
Can I just explain? A friend of mine is a producer for the Mary Patley Show, and I would tell her how I, you know, hated you. And she told me I needed closure.
Oh, okay. It all makes perfect sense. Because you needed closure, you decided to trick me into coming onto that show.
Tricking you was not my idea. And believe me, I didn't know it would get that vicious.
And you feel terrible.
Look, you knew when we got together that I had just gotten out of a bad relationship. You promised me you would be different. You got me to trust you. And the second I did, you bailed.
I bet... You're the one who ran out in the middle of the night. You have any idea what that did to me?
The only reason I didn't say goodbye is because I knew you would talk me into staying.
Well, what would have been so wrong about that?
Because you would have just gotten bored and tried to weasel out on me again. Brian, it's a sick pattern with you. You only want a woman when you can't have her.
You know something? You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You don't know me.
Oh, please, there's not that much to know. You're not that deep.
Me? You're the one who wouldn't sleep with me one time because I got a bad haircut.
You make me sick.
Yeah, it's mutual. You repulse me. Oh. I'm glad we broke up.
No more glad than I am. I can't believe I ever went out with you. You're a boob.
I must have been. I dated you, didn't I?
It's insane. Goodbye.
No. Good riddance.
A shock.
Well, they cleaned me out, Roy. Took the TV, the camcorder, everything. Except the iron. Which was off.
Oh, there you are. Hey, so Faye told me that Alex came back last night. You two had a big fight. What the hell happened?
I told her off.
Yeah? I told her that she had no damn right dragging me on that television show and humiliating me like that. I told her that I never should have had anything to do with her in the first place.
Good for you.
Then I slept with her.
What? Let me try to understand this. You two are getting back together?
Nah.
Well, then why did you sleep with her?
What can I say? In one minute, we're screaming and yelling. Next minute, we're screaming and yelling and...
So what you're saying is that you had one last fling and then you both decided to go your separate ways?
No, that's what I decided. Now I just have to figure out a way to break the news to her.
Brian, did you not learn anything from that TV show yesterday?
What are you talking about?
Don't you get it? Whenever you get a woman, you don't want her. I mean, Mary Patley was right. You are a commitment-phobic creep.
No. See, you don't understand me, man. It's not about commitment. It's about me and Alex.
What does that mean?
Okay, see? All right, sex is great. She's funny, she's smart, she makes me laugh, she knows me better than any woman I've ever been with. But we're just not right for each other.
Brian, you're sick. And you need help, and I promise you I will get you the top man.
The only help I need is figuring out a way to tell Alex that I want out.
All right. Well, then the only advice I can give you is tell her the truth and then duck, because she could clean your clock, man. And she looks like she's been working out, too.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? You look great.
Thanks. I've been working out.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry I missed you this morning.
Hey, back at you.
That's
last night was pretty amazing.
Yeah, about that. Listen.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't believe we were together again.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable, right?
Yeah, you know, I just lay there watching you sleep, and I realized something. Brian, I never thought I would feel like this.
Alex, before you get into that,
let me finish.
No, Alex, no, listen.
I'm over you.
I'm... What?
I thought that I was still in love with you, but I'm not. It was just my anger that kept me thinking about you all this time, and now that I'm not mad anymore, I guess I feel, I don't know, like, friends.
Friends? Wait. You give me the friends line?
Well, don't get me wrong, the sex was great, but you and me in a relationship, it's never gonna work.
You're dumping me? We had something. Come on, it can work.
I'm sorry. I gotta go, Brian. Goodbye.
Wait, Alex, come on, don't go. Don't go, baby, come on. We can work this out. Oh, I am one sick puppy. Alex! Alex, please! Don't go! I need you! Come back!
Brian.
Alex, please!
Brian, look, I'm gonna make this easy for you, all right? Imagine if Alex were to cut the engine, come running over here, throw her arms around you, and say, Brian, I love you. Marry me.
Alex! You're cleared for takeoff!